I don't know, does anybody have any questions about this guy? You coming along okay? There's so many ways to know necessarily right or wrong way. Like here, I put in a wash, and then, you know, dabbed out some clouds, and then I put in a little darker up in here. This is some ultramarine and some phthalo blue, and then maybe a little brown, a little persian. And you can see, you know, then I was messing around with the edges a little bit to soften, but you know, I'm starting to get a little run there. So there's not really a right or wrong way if you But I would probably encourage you to try to dab out a little something out of your sky to give it a little bit of a feel of what it's like to dab out the white area. Okay, I'm not trying to rush you, but once your sky is done, and that, depending how much you, dab out, the top of your mountains may be more or less dry already. If they are, what I mean trying to say is this, the sky above your mountain might be fairly dry. But you want it to be fairly dry, because when we come in there and make our mountain peaks, we don't want them to bleed up into the sky. We want it to be sharp. So once you're happy with your sky, and it's still pretty wet, you may want to blow it off. Okay? If it's still too wet. Because the next step's gonna be our putting our mountains. And you can do it in a couple different ways, but I would probably mix up the phthalo blue, the greener blue, and go ahead. You can do it a couple different ways. You might want to put in that most distant mountain first and keep it light, and then move towards the left and get increasingly, you want to increase the value, you want to increase the darkness as the mountains come towards you, so that you get a feeling of depth and the aerial perspective. Yeah, the greener blue for the mountains, but don't hesitate to mix some other colors in it too if you want to try to get a little something else. One thing I might throw out too is this. I might mention this on your mountains. In other words, okay, one of the beauty of these mountains is because it looks like there's fog or shadow, or not shadow, but sort of like fog, or maybe it's light streams or something, and of course there's snow at the bottom. And so what would be nice is if the top would kind of be a graded wash and kind of flow into light. So what you can do is make the mountains, you can take your paintbrush and wet the paper, but just don't wet it all the way up to your skyline, okay? That way you'll have a dry place along the top there. You can put in the tops of the mountains and they won't bleed, and then as you put in the paint, it'll tend to kind of bleed and flow into the water. If you haven't done it yet, you can try that. Yeah, I don't know if you can see this or not, but what I'm doing here is I'm making this, actually I had some color in my brush, but I made this area wet, okay? But I left this area dry. Now you can try to strike in the top of your mountain and let it kind of bleed out. I don't know how well it's going to work, but... One thing that I didn't really tell you, but maybe you're already past this, and if you are, it's okay. But like here on this closest mountain, if you want to, you can use your brush and you can sort of see a little bit of vertical strokes in here if you want to kind of simulate the pines. that, not really distinct, but you can do some of that to kind of, because you are now closer, rather than just having it all smooth. And again, you know, I would probably make that, you could put a little actual green in there if you want to, in that closer mountain, but you don't want a very bright green because it's still pretty far away, and of course, the pines are not very bright anymore. When you do that that closest mountain, that's going to be probably what's going to define the edge of the water, okay? When you do the base of that. And so, try to make it, if you can, about as horizontal as possible, because water, like the distant edge of water, is going to be perfectly flat.
Okay, I don't know where you are in terms of your, exactly in terms of the paint. You know, if you're messing around with mountains and they're wet, and don't feel like continuing on with those, if this area over here on the right is fairly dry, and you want to start on, what I would probably suggest you do is work on those bushes rather than trying to paint in the pine. And let, kind of depending on how they work out, you know, may determine how you want to do the pine, and the pine can kind of cover up some other things. And there's, of course, different ways of doing that. What I would probably suggest you do is take some yellow, and you can either put down pure yellow, or mix a little bit of the Hooker's Green in with it, and go in there and just kind of spat some in there. Now, you can do it on the dry paper, you could do it, but make it a little wet first, however, you probably find it works better if you just have it drop it. Put down some yellow, and then bring in some of your green and your dark, maybe some blue, to kind of give it a shadow and a shape of the foliage. So, that's something you could do if your mountains are, I'm kind of messing up on my mountains, but if your area on your bushes is drier, you can start on that. Another thing I'll mention too, one of the things about watercolor is the fact that you can glaze, and so if there's something about your mouth that you don't like, or some other areas you don't like, you can let it dry well and come back over it and kind of change what you had there before. What I would suggest that if you can, try to leave a little bit of highlights on your bushes, on the green foliage. Try to leave a little bit of highlight or white paper shining through. That'll help you get a little bit more of the feel of the watercolor. So I don't know if you see that, but something like that where you just kind of dab on some yellow green, and then you can come back and kind of define the shapes with a darker green. And again, I wouldn't probably, maybe do it in these three different stages. One, somewhat greener, and then some green with some blue or some brown mixed in will help to tone that green down so it's not so bright. Or you can mix some yellow back into your green. We're not using the, maybe you are, the raw sienna, the lighter brown. But even that could be using your brush in the day. I would use a big brush, you're not asking me. But you can use a small one, that's up to you. Okay, I'm not sure how to tell you exactly how to finish it up then. But in a general way, you're going to have all these, the foreground, the rocks and the log. And I don't know if anybody's going to try to put in the log in the water, that's good to me, but even the other log. The general way, you want to keep like the edges of the bushes there at the bottom, keep them pretty dark, and one way you're going to do that is by getting
mixing some blue maybe in with your paint. And the and then what you do in the foreground, you know, bring in some browns, your shadows, you can mix in blue with your brown. And I'm not sure, you're probably, maybe I should have said it this way. I think you might get along better painting your water and then your bank, or you can kind of do it together. Maybe be better to do the bank and then the water. I'm not sure what's the best way. But if, don't hesitate to leave the edge of the water back against the mountains fairly light. Maybe even you can make a slight, totally white, with a tiny bit of white back if you want to. So, it's the main thing I would say about the rocks and about the things, like I said already, try not to outline them, but try to let the things around them, the values around them, define the shape. Anybody have any questions or comments they want to make? I haven't. Oh, to make the water, you could do a weighted wash where you make the surface wet and then let it be dark in the foreground now and then keep adding more water to the back. That might be the thing to do. You could also do a bit of a dry brush effect, especially in the foreground, and just kind of stroke across and leave some highlights for the ripples. In the picture, a lot of the ripples are kind of showing sort of diagonally. And you can do that if you want to, but if you just do them flat, I think it'll actually read very well in the water also. In general, when you're doing water, in it often looks pretty good if you keep your water strokes very flat. But the other picture I showed that Julia did, she did hers more diagonal, and I think it worked out very well also. I have a question here, I want to say this. There's a bunch of you here, or probably a number of you here, are fairly knowledgeable about water work. I'd just like to open it up. Does someone have, anybody, or multiple, or many of you, you have comments, you have things like, hey, this is a tip, remember this, you know, whatever. I've just opened it up here for anybody to, we're kind of informal here, so you can just keep hanging and just talk it out. If anybody has anything, I'd be glad to hear from you. Michelle, I'm going to call a few people here. You have anything you want to add to the discussion?
No, I'm still working my way through it.
You're well, but you can give us a little bit of a tip, can't you?
Well, all from the room combined with cement makes a very nice dark color on the flat. The blue and the brown.
Okay. Okay. And so, see, in a general way, people would say you shouldn't buy black, or you shouldn't use
black.
Okay. So she's giving you a tip there. Ultramarine and burnt sienna together. Anybody else?
Another thing I found just now, when I painted my water, mm-hmm. I used the side of my brush.
Good.
It almost made more difference.
Okay. How many people this whole concept of using a bigger brush for work, is that a little bit getting us out of our comfort zone? But that's good, especially with watercolor stuff. Go ahead and get the bigger brush. If you dilly-dally around too much with smaller brushes, it kind of work against you, depending what you're doing. What are you saying, y'all?
I'm bad at using the small brush.
You say, you're asking whether it is?
No, I said, I am, I have been, because I've been doing, I use a big brush for all the watches, and then it's dry, and then it's smaller.
Yeah, that's fine, I mean, it's not that you can't use a smaller. And since we bought the smaller brush, it's nice to be.
But I love what they're doing with the trees, those little tiny tree things, the little brush, it's so fun.
Okay, unfortunately, this class is coming to a close, not yet, but I think they want us to be, I'm guessing, and they want to be in here, probably want to be in here, people start meeting about 1 minute. So, we have a few minutes, but then we'll see if there's a lot of cleanup to do as well, so, yeah. Alright. So in general, I kind of wrap it up, I guess.